email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ray@rte.ie. We got a lovely email to that address this morning from Mary Dooley. And we have her sister and her sister's fiancé on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hello, Michael.
How are you? How's it going?
Yeah, I'll just read the email and then we'll have the chat. Is that fair enough? Okay, right. So Mary says, hi Ray, my sister Sarah, that's you Sarah, gave birth yesterday evening in her home completely unexpectedly. She was due on the 19th of December. They came 5 weeks early, both perfect. All went over to hospital after babies were safely delivered at home with the help of five paramedics, two females, three males. Her partner, Michael, that's you, also was doing his best to help where necessary. My other sister, Teresa, is a nurse. She was by her side for the entire time. My mum was also there. My dad was there for some of it. I was minding her other kids. And my third sister came up from Tullamore to be there too. It's a family affair. the babies are two boys, Tommy and Tige. They already have two boys, James, age 11, and Jack, age 2. Her partner's name is Michael, second mention for you, Michael. Also, one of the male paramedics, Aidan, and this is the serious bit, was with us last year when my brother, who was only 37, sadly passed away from a rare and aggressive form of cancer. This same paramedic was there last night helping to deliver the babies, and only last year was with us when our brother passed away. He's one of the nicest people and deserves real recognition for his amazing work. I just think people should hear of this amazing miracle to show some wonderful news and to give Sarah the recognition of being an absolutely amazing woman for what she went through, and the paramedics will vouch for just really how amazing she was. She was so quiet, they couldn't believe her strength. It's a true miracle. A Christmas miracle. Is it too early for that, Sarah? Congratulations to you both. And welcome to the world, Tommy and Tig. Great. Yeah. Okay, what do they usually ask? What did they weigh?
So Tommy was 4 pounds 14 and Tig was 5 pounds 2 ounces. So, very good weight for 5 weeks early and twins as well. So delighted.
And how do you make sure that once you name one of them that's the one? Do you know what I'm saying? That you don't get them confused.
Well, I knew if there was one coming out, if it was a boy, and we did know the sex of the baby, so it was a surprise as well. But I said, if one comes out, the first one, whatever that is, he's a Tommy.
Right.
And then I said, if there's another lad behind him, he's a Tyke, and that's it. So
okay. But you knew you were having twins. You just didn't know what
sex.
We were
having twins,
So Tommy's the eldest. By how much?
13 minutes.
13 minutes, right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, talk us through it then. So you obviously weren't expecting it to happen. So what time did things start moving?
No, so I was very unwell the last kind of 2 days,
right.
And I went into my local GP there yesterday. So they said I had a kidney infection, and look, if I felt any worse, to head over to Ballinasloe. So I got into the bed anyways when I went home and just felt like I was in pain anyways, but kept putting it down to the infection type thing, and went out to go to the bathroom anyways, and sure, the waters went then, but very unexpectedly, the pains came directly after after the waters were gone. And I said to Michael, I said quickly, I said, ring Mammy, I said, ring Teresa, ring anyone, I said, they're coming.
Ring Mary.
And he just, ring Mary, yeah. Poor old Mary, I don't know if she was home from work now at this stage, but Michael, sure, he didn't. He kept sort of saying, what do you mean? I said, I'm telling you now, they're coming. That's it, I know. That's it, they're coming. So my sister came down anyway, and she says to me, what'll I do? This is the nurse now, Teresa. And I said, just ring that ambulance, Teresa, I said, because I'm telling you, I will not make it in the car. It's 45 minutes from where we live to Ballinasloe, and I just knew they weren't going to stay in there for much longer. So
Amazing. So you're in Kinnity in Borough. So the ambulance arrived, five paramedics, two females, three males. So they their job, I suppose, is to assess the situation, Sarah, is it?
Yeah. Well, you see, like, in fairness to them now, there's not really much they can do to intervene as such, only try and... They gave me gas and air, like, that's really all they could give for pain relief or whatever, but to be honest with you, I did not even see one of their faces until it was all over. My head was down the whole entire time. It's such a blur. a whirlwind, but like they were fantastic. Now, in fairness to them, they were very worried over here in the hospital. That said, a lot of babies that come by ambulance, they do be cold, you know, and that type of thing. But our lads were real toasty and warm, and they actually put a clamp, one clamp on twin one, and two clamps on twin two,
so
they could distinguish which was which.
Yes, you want to be careful. You want to be careful about that story, Sarah, because it could stick. Because Tommy would be known now forever as one clamp, and Tig would be known as two clamps. Here, come here. One clamp. Yeah. And where did it happen?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
So literally in the kitchen in the house, my two other kids was there, and as I was having the contractions, the two-year-old was going around in a tractor in between my legs, and I tell you, you couldn't write what was going on. And sure, the older lad, sure, he's 11, like, he knew, you know, he was sort of shell-shocked and didn't know what to do. So we got them out of the house as quick as we could anyways. Luckily, we're right beside my home house, so
yes,
it was literally a stone's throw away. So look, the cavalry came in then, and sure...
Yeah. And how was your dad about that, you know?
Well, I have to say, I did see Daddy there now at some stage of the time, but he didn't stick around for too long.
No.
no, he came back then when all was well.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you, Michael?
Sure. I was there for the whole lot anyway.
Yeah.
Seeing it all, obviously, but I was given the job then of keeping the call log of the contractions. And, of course, knowing from the first child, you don't really see a whole pile when these contractions are going on. You know, you get yourself in a bit of bother. But, after 40 minutes then, after the contractions were roughly about averaging a minute apart, the first child's head came out, and next thing I seen it was by, like, you know. And couldn't believe it because it all happened within an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, then you're in your kitchen and there's five paramedics and there's on the ground and there's loads of people there. And, you know, this
and there's
really,
a two-year-old
really
on a tractor. Don't forget the two-year-old.
Yeah. Don't forget about Jack.
Don't forget about Jack, is right. But, it's all surreal. And then I seen it was a boy, so I was kind of secretly nearly hoping. I knew there was another one in there, and I was nearly secretly hoping for a girl to kind of keep Sarah quiet because she'd be on my back now. And then when the second boy came out, you know, I knew my retirement was over anyway. That was it. You're going to be looking for the girl at some stage, but there'll be no tying it up in a dicky bow anymore. So, you know.
Too much information, Michael.
Too much information, but that's what was going through my head.
Fair enough. It was intense.
To be fair, like, the paramedics handled everything so professional, like, you know. You can't give them enough praise, like, for what they did. And especially Sarah, like, she kept very calm. Like, I didn't even hear much over at all, like, you know, which was probably a good thing, like, compared to the rest of the pregnancy.
And a lot of men listening would have been at, you know, the birth of their children, but in a very, you know, sanitized delivery room situation with a lot of people there, not a lot of panic. But you're there in your own kitchen and you're watching the woman you love give birth to two children, your children. Can you, apart from, you know, thinking that you're not retired and all that sort of thing, what else was going through your head?
What was going through my head, like, it was such a worry at the start because you knew there was twins, there could have been complications, like, you know, it could have been a section or anything needed. But luckily, and we were blessed that the two of them came out and there were, you know, there was no complications there. And once they were, like, the first lad came out yawning, there wasn't a bother on him. No cryo of him at all. And then when the second boy came, he gave a bit of a cry. But what happened was, when the babies came, the paramedics then were getting you to put towels in the tumble dryer to warm them up. They were taking the kids, they were wrapping them up really well, making sure the well-being of the kids were what they should be, like, you know. And they were just so professional. And Sarah then, they went over and the aftercare they were giving her, you know, tidying up things as well. We won't really go into that too much. You know, you just don't think things like this will happen in your own kitchen. But then, like, you know, after we all got together then, we all got pictures, like, around each other, which was nice to have and show the kids, like, when they get older. So
no, and they're joyous. They're joyous pictures. They're really joyous pictures.
Yeah, they are very. Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah. It's not every day you get pictures like that.
No,
you know?
No, not every day. And Aidan was the paramedic. And Sarah, talk to us a little bit about your brother then, because that's a real circle of life, isn't it?
It is, yeah. My brother, the 20th of October was his anniversary, so he died 20th of October last year, and he got to come home, thank God, for his last few days. And the morning then that he was passing, Aidan was there. There was another paramedic there as well, Seamus was his name, but the way they were that morning with us as well was just, it was phenomenal. There's not much they can do. There wasn't much they can do with James but keep him comfortable. Mm. And they'd done everything they could, and they had a real connection, you know, that sort of way. So when I seen him there yesterday, it brought me back to tears, to be honest with you, because, you know, it brought me right back, but the occasion was so different, like, you know, from one leaving to two more coming. And I always said that James sent there's not really twins in our families as such, myself or Michael. So I said this, James sent, definitely, I believe anyway, sent these two twins to me, to us, to the family, you know, to try and help us through. Because like that, he was only 37. He'd four kids of his own, small kids of his own. He was only after building his house and moving up beside us, and you know, it's him and his wife Sharon, that, like, you know, they were sort of, that was the start of their life, sort of starting off again. And look, sure, there's no even words to describe his loss in our lives. And like that, he's remembered every day in every way possible. So we have to get him in everywhere that we can, no matter the situation that we're in anyway. But like that, we felt a huge presence of him there last night in the house as well, you know, when it was all going on too. Yeah. And I think he gave a good handout as well.
Great.
So
it was a family affair, as I say.
It was a huge family affair.
How are you today now, Sarah?
Well, I tell you, I feel like I'm in it. Was it a dream, or is it real life? Yeah. Or are they real, or what? You know, I'm very much so in a daze now. There's not a bother on me, you know, physically I'm the finest. Just tired, obviously, but flying it otherwise, thank God, yeah.
And Tommy and Tig flying it?
They are. They're doing very well. They needed no intervention. The two of them are in cots. You know, like, the doctor there said this morning that they're really, really good. It's just a matter now of getting their milk up, and that's really it then.
Yeah.
They're doing wonderful. Yeah, brilliant.
Well, what a lovely story, and I'm delighted that Mary shared it with us. And thanks so much for taking time out, Sarah and Michael.
Not at all.
Yeah. So four boys now.
Four boys now. And on for the girl now. Is that right, Michael?
No, we won't chance that now.
Well, congratulations. Oh, congratulations again.
Thanks a million,
yeah,
Ray.
Welcome
Thanks
to the world, Tommy and Tig. Bye
now.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.